The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 9th chapter, text number 18 and 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in November of 1966 in New York.
गतिभक्ता प्रभु साक्षी निवास शरणं सुहित प्रभव प्रलय स्थानं निधानं बीजमद्मयम् The Lord is gati. Gati means the destination. We do not know what is our destination due to our ignorance, due to our becoming overwhelmed by the illusory energy. We do not know what is our destination of life. Nate vidu sartha gatinya Vishnu. People do not know what is their destination of life. The destination of life is to re-establish his lost relationship with the Supreme Lord. That is his destination. Unfortunately, people do not know what is destination. They are simply thinking, destination of life to have the greatest amounts of sense gratification. This is illusion. Because we are materially absorbed, and materially concept of life means the senses. We have no other information. So we are trying to squeeze out all kinds of pleasure from sense. This is called illusion. We have no other information. We are earning, working very hard, the ultimate goal is sense gratification. This is illusion. The ultimate goal is Krishna or the Supreme Lord, gati. Gati means destination. Where you are going? Which way you are making your progress? That we cannot say. We make progress or sense gratification. The greatest amount of pleasure which you can derive out of the senses, that is your destination. No. The destination is God, Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, of whom we are the parts and parcels, by forgotten, for forgetting our relationship, we are struggling. Hamai vāṃsa jīva loke jīva bhūta sanātana manasasthāni indriyāni prakritisthāni karsati prakritisthāni. In this material nature, the fragmental portion of the Supreme Lord, living entities, the senses and the mind entrapped by these senses, the struggle. But this is not the destination. The Lord says, the Bhagavad Gita says, that He is the destination. Nate vidu sartha gatim Vishnu durasaya. Durasaya ji bahirathamanina. Bahirathamanina means this material nature is the external nature of the Supreme Lord. Because we have been entrapped in this material nature, therefore we are thinking that to make material advancement of life, that is the perfection. Durasa. This is called durasa. Durasa means, very distant, or du means very difficult. And asa means hope. This hope is never to be fulfilled. This is a hope which will never be fulfilled. This is called illusion. We are making progress to make perfect life by this material advancement. This is our undue hope. It will never be fulfilled. Durasaya. Bahiratthamanina. And what is the activity Adant Gobhi Visatanta Mishram. Adant Gobhi. Go means as a sense. Adanta means unbridled, uncontrolled. Uncontrolled senses. Just like uncontrolled horse. You are on the carriage and your horses are uncontrolled, unbridled, and taking it with full force and putting it in that Atlantic Ocean. You cannot control. You see? So similarly, Adanta Govi Visatang Tamisram. Visatang means he is entering to the darkest part of ignorance by these uncontrolled, unbridled senses. So, nati vidu sartha gatin Vishnu durasayadi bahirathamaniha adanta govi visatang tamisam punap punachar vitacharvananam. These people who do not know the destination, they are trying to make experiment which is already experimented. It is already experiment. Take for example, I'll give you one practical example. One of our students, his father comes and he starts saying, I don't like this association. I have no meaning for marriage. You chase after women. You eat and drink and enjoy. I'll give you car. You see? What is the fault of that poor student that he is trying to give up all intoxication? He is not eating meat. He is living purely on vegetables. He is controlling no illicit sex relationship. Attending class morning and evening. He thinks it is dangerous. So, puna-puna-charvita-charvana. He has already experienced. He is married. He was married. His wife divorced, and his wife divorced him 3 times. So many things. He has bad, very bad experience of his life. But he is inducing his son to do the same thing. He has no other idea. This is called puna punacharvita charvananam, chewing the chewed. Just like we take a sugar cane and we chew it, take up all the extra juice and throw it in the street, and again somebody comes and chewing it. What is there? Already all the juice, the content, are taken it. So, this material life, experience, chasing after woman and drinking and sense gratification and so many things, spending like anything, we have seen it, but we have not experienced any actual happiness. Still, I am trying to induce my son, my dependent, into that way. The foolish people do not think that I have already experimented all these things. What benefit, what happiness I have got? This is called punapunachar, repeatedly chewing the chewed, repeatedly. This is going on. Nobody thinks that I have already experimented all these things. What benefit I have got? What happiness I have got? I am frustrated in my life. So why shall I induce my son, if I at all love my son, why shall I induce my son into that? Let him experiment this. Krishna consciousness. No. Because Adanta Govi Visatang Tamisram. Just like there's a very nice story. A monkey, they are very busy, you know. But their business is to simply destroy. You'll find monkey always busy, very active. In the village, there was a carpenter who was bifurcating one big beam by saw. So, at the end of his work, half of the beam was cut into two, so he put one block between the two pieces and he went out. And then one monkey came and he pulled out the block, and his tail was captured in that between the two, and it was cut. So he went to his society and he said that this is the fashion. This is the fashion. Langul in cigar. He did advertise to cut one's tail. This is the latest fashion. Similarly, I saw one cinema in my childhood, a similar story, on Mr. Max Lin or something like that. He played that. He was sitting in a park and some naughty boy nailed his tail, that tail coat, when ball dancing. So when he got up, that half part of that tail was taken away. So when he was dancing in the ball, everyone's looking to his backside. What is this? His tail is cut. So he saw in the mirror that my tail is cut. So he began to dance more nicely. And everyone asking, what is, oh, this is the latest fashion. This is the latest fashion. So everyone began to cut his tail. this is life is going on. I have become befooled. So I don't want that my son will be intelligent. Let him become befooled. Let him become befooled. This is called puna puna charvita charvanama. Repeatedly chewing the chew. Nati gati, nati vidu sartha gati vishnu, durashaya. But from the Bhagavad Gita I understand that our ultimate goal of life is to reach Krishna as the Supreme Lord. Gati. And bhatta. Bhatta means maintainer. Maintainer. He is maintaining everyone. That's a fact. There are 8,400,000 of species of life, and out of which human society, human beings, are very small number. Say about 200,000 species of life. Balance 200,000 of species of life, they are animal, ants, aquatic, birds, beasts, uncivilized man, so many species of life, they have no economic problem. They have no economic. There is no question of starvation. They are eating, they are sleeping, they are having their mating, opposite sex, and they are defending us in their own way. So they have no problem. Only the civilized men, they have got problem. Only that small number of civilized men, so-called civilized men, they do not believe that God protects everyone. By advancements of civilization, they have learned this art to refuse God. They want to make their economic problems solved by themselves. God is giving them sufficient grain, sufficient fruit, sufficient vegetables, sufficient meal. No, they want to make solution of their problems by killing other poor animals. But they do not believe in God. They do not believe in God. That I am killing poor animals, they are also sons of God as much as I am sons of, as we are sons of God. God is maintaining that poor animal. God is maintaining me. Why should I encroach upon others' life? You see, they have no such sense. Because they don't believe in God. They have no such faith. This is going on. But in Bhagavad Gita says, no, I am the Supreme. The Lord says, I am the Prabhava from everything whatever you see that is emanating from me. So we have no practical economic problem. God is maintaining everyone. The production which is being made all over the world, that is sufficient to provide all the population of the world. That is God's arrangement. There is no scarcity. But because we have made our own rules and regulations, although we have got enough grains produced, we can produce and much more than what is needed by us, and I can throw in the ocean the excess. Still, if some poor country or poor brother comes, I will refuse. This is called, because we do not know that our destination is God, therefore the violation of the rules of nature, violation of the laws of God we are making, and we are becoming entrapped by the material nature. This is a fact. Gatit Bhatta Prabhu. Prabhu. Prabhu means the master. And Sakshi. Sakshi means witness. God is sitting within your heart. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Riddhesa Arjuna Tishtati. Ishara means Supreme Lord. He is sitting in everyone's heart. So, He is witness. Whatever you are doing, He is witness. He is giving you facility to do whatever you like. But at the same time, you may forget. Suppose I wanted to do something in this life. This is not fulfilled. And next life, when I get another body, then God reminds me, well, you wanted to do this, why not experiment? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishtya. I am seated in everyone's heart. Matta smritijnanam apohanancha. From me, there is remembrance, smriti, there is knowledge, and there is forgetfulness also. So, what is that? God making one person forgetful, another person encouraging. Why? Because I want it, like that. Because I don't want to revive my relationship with the Supreme Lord. Whenever I speak of God, some person becomes, oh, what is God? Swamiji, what you are speaking God? They don't want God. So God gives him that forget me. Yes, we forget and suffer. And one who wants God, just like some poor students are trying to re-establish his relationship with Krishna. Oh, Krishna gives him to yes. So therefore, his business is to make you forgetful because you want to forget. And when you are advanced, if you want, no. If you want to establish, re-establish your relationship, you encourage. So therefore two things are there. Witness. He gives you full independence. Whatever you like, you do. But he gives you instruction at the same time that these things will not satisfy you, my dear boy. Sarvadharman prati, you give up all this nonsense. Come to me, I shall give you all protection. But we don't want to take protection. What God will do? Poor God, what can he can do everything, but he doesn't interfere with your affair. If you want to forget, he'll give you so many facilities by this illusory energy that he'll forget. Adanta govi visatam tamisram. Now you have got this beautiful body of human, civilized human being, or you can get the body of more and more developed body, just like Brahma, just like the sun, moon, and so many there are. And if you forget, you go down to the cats and dogs and ants and germs and so many things, become a worm of the stool. He'll give you all facilities. This is called karma chakra. Cycle of work. As you desire, so God gives you facilities. Therefore, our desire should be revived what kind of desire we should at all make. That's for this Bhagavad Gita is there, it keeps us there. You have forgotten, we have forgotten all these things. Therefore the books and the scriptures are there. That is also another mercy of God. Just like you concern a book doing something, just like we do every day. What is the postal rate? I do not know. This is a parcel I have to send. So at once I consult book, the direction is there, postal guide is there, and I do the right thing. Similarly, when we forget our activity, what is the destination of life, then we have to consult. This is the direction. The Lord says, Gati, Vatya, Prabhu, Shakshi, I am the destination, I am your maintainer, I am your Lord, I am witnessing what you are doing. Nivasa, and you are living in me. You are not independent. You are living. Where you are living? I am living on the earth, underneath the sky. And what is the sky? And what is this earth? This is energy. Energy of the Supreme Lord. So Nivasa, Saranam, you are trying to leave. Every moment you are flattering somebody who is greater than you. But why don't you come to me? You cannot leave without flattering your boss. That is your position. Saranam. Saranam means to take shelter of somebody. Especially in these days. However educated I may be, with an application, I take shelter of a big man. Please give me some info. However great I may be, very intelligent man to become the ruler of this country, I'll have to face platters on the street. Please vote for me. Please vote for me. Please re-elect me. So I'm taking saranam. I'm flattering. I'm taking shelter in every moment. Why not God? When I say, what do you say, Swamiji, about God? So they will take shelter of dog, but not God. You see? This is going on. Saranam, Srihit. Srihit means well-wisher. Who can become more well-wisher than God? Sridam sarva-bhutanam. Sridam sarva-bhutanam. I can be friend, well-wisher, to a limited circle, but God is friend and well-wisher of all living entities. I can take care of my family members, how they are happy, how they are eating, but God is taking care of innumerable living entities. You see? I don't take care of the ants in my room, what they are eating. I do not take care of the bugs in my bed. But God is taking care also of them. He is taking care. He is sweet. He wants that you live. You are given freedom, whatever you like. But if you want to be happy, then give up all this nonsense. Come to me. Take shelter of me. I will give you all protection. Sarvadhanman parityajyamami samsaranam bhaja. So sweet, prabhava, development. You are trying to make economic development. But how we can develop economic development provided there is no material supplied by God? Can you manufacture, can you build, construct a big skyscraper building? Without the materials being supplied by God, can you manufacture wood? Can you manufacture stone? Can you manufacture lime? You cannot manufacture. Can you manufacture iron? You can work, labor. The material supplied by God, by your labor, by intelligence, you can transform from one thing to another. Economic experts, they say like that, the man cannot manufacture anything. He can transform one thing to another. Oh, you cannot manufacture iron. You can transform to iron ores and to a big iron factory. That you can do and waste your time, valuable time, that energy you have got. But you cannot produce iron. You can manufacture glass and live in a very comfortably outside. But where is the glass? Glass is means the stone is melted with some chemicals and it becomes glass. So where is the stone? The stone is supplied by God. The chemicals supplied by God. The intelligence with which you are working, that is supplied by God. Your body is supplied by God. You are God. So everything becomes God. Prabhava. I am the source of supply of everything. Prabhava and pralaya. Pralaya. If God wants, in a second your New York City will be pushed into the Atlantic. In a second. Pralaya. Sthanam. Is the shelter. Nidhanam. Bijam. Bijam. Bijam means the seed. Abhayam. Now, what these living entities are doing? What are these living entities? They are also parts and parcel of the Supreme Lord. We are living entities. We are endeavoring our energy, applying our energy to build up all these things. But these materials have no value if I am not there. Just like this America, this land, was lying vacant. So long, the civilized persons from Europe, they did not come here. So by their energy, living entities, the matter has developed. Matter is not prominent. Don't give more importance to the matter. The important is the living entity. And what is this living entity? The living entity is a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is the cause of these seeds of living entity. Mani vāṁsa jīva bhūta jīva loka sanātana. Tapāmi aham. Now, what is this sun? Tapāmi. It's giving heat. Who is heating? The Lord is heating. You cannot manufacture a sun. Tapāmi aham, aham barsam, and the rains. You cannot regulate rain. That is in God's hand or God's management. If there is no rain, you cannot make rain. And if there is over rain, you cannot stop. Tapāmi aham, aham barsam, nigrahami, utsijami. And if I want, I can give trouble to the whole population of the world. Nigranami, Ustijami, he can. If I want to annihilate them, in a moment I can do that. Amritam caiva, mrityuncha, sadasatcha aham arjuna. Amritam, if I alive, I can give you eternal life. If we approach God, eternal life, there is guarantee. And if we don't lie, then go on the cycle of birth and death. Mrityuncha amritamcha. Sadasatcha aham arjuna. Sat. Sat means the spiritual energy and asat means this material energy. Because both energies are God energies, therefore these energies are also God. Arjuna. Now this description is given by Lord Krishna to Arjuna about his personal position, God's position. So we have to learn from Bhagavad Gita, directly spoken by the Supreme Lord, and accept it and do accordingly. That is called Krishna consciousness. We think of Krishna is everything, or God is everything. So let us become submissive and prosecute this, the process of devotion and service. That is the way of happiness. That is the way of perfection. Thank you very much.